given to you, not to me.
Sure.
Anyway, Chuck wanted to go and see her, but demand that he be the first witness and be in a position to obviate that to the press.
Oh, Christ, it's great for him.
Yeah, it was everybody else. Yeah, that's what I say, but it's, you know, it's the great man is an old boy.
He must be pretty confident.
I'm sure he is. He's thought it through very carefully. He's got a very pat line. And he's well prepared.
How does he answer about the pressures he's been under?
He says, sure, I did. He said, I was very anxious about what these Democratic candidate schedules were. And I wanted to know what they were saying about each other. It's all legitimate.
Maybe he's
Well, he may be using it, but he's never done that before. He said, I'm not fooling you. Whatever you can get me this week will be worth 10 times what you can get me 2 weeks from.
So you gave him something?
I gave him something.
Right.
But what they...
Do you think maybe the president then may not have a summoning?
Well, we'll know by the end of next week. No, we have him pretty well tied up.
If he stays in office, you mean he might even be in trouble with throw him out?
Yeah. Or at least his cause might be in trouble. They may go to a harder line. This is why they have to show that some progress.
Some progress where?
Well, like on the nuclear treaty.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh, some progress in our good rigging on the softer line. They're lying with us. But the Vietnamese thing is just so I'd be thinking about it. Your present thinking is that we would have to get in South Vietnam. That's going to be a major thing. You know what I mean? It's like, what do we say we did it for?
Violation of the agreement. What we need is some shock that gets the others involved. But of course, we may hear from them.
Yeah, they owe us something. Yeah. All right, let's go. Got to go over to CD.